It is the radio segment that considers itself a healthy fat. Oh. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of St. Augustine, Florida. 19-year-old Nicholas Jones got pulled over the other night for a broken taillight, and while the cop was walking up to his car, he just drove off.
Yee-haw!
The officer wasn't able to get back to his car in time to chase Nicholas down and thought he had lost him after driving around for a bit. That was until Nicholas did one of the dumbest things that a person could ever do. About an hour later, he called 911 to brag about it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No way.
Yeah, just brag about it a little bit.
You idiot.
Why? He identified himself as the guy who ran from the cop and was amazed that nobody had found him yet.
Oh my God, the ego on this guy is out of control.
He said that he'd driven past four other cop cars and none of them pulled him over, adding, quote, "What do we pay you guys for?"
Go!
Oh, wow. She's ripping on him.
Insult them too?
Jeez.
He also said the original officer must have gotten his license plate number, but it turned out that wasn't true either. The cop didn't have time to get the number before Nicholas sped off. But thanks to the 911 call, they were able to track him down using his phone number, and they arrested him an hour later.
Yes!
Looking at a pair of gloves inside of a Ross clothing store. That's where they arrested him. So he ran from cops and then went to Ross and called 911 while he was in Ross.
All of this.
Stupid.
When they told him how they tracked him down, he thought it was funny that he essentially turned himself in. He's now facing charges for reckless driving, fleeing a law enforcement officer, and misuse of 911. So in the end, he could be paying thousands of dollars in fines. And side note, they also found a bunch of drugs in his car. So, oops,
oh, man.
There's that too.
Idiot.
This next laser story is out of Raleigh, North Carolina. 66-year-old retiree Charles W. Jackson Jr. wanted to play the Powerball recently, but he had a big problem. He didn't have any lucky numbers rolling around in his head.
Mm. Oh, man.
So he got the numbers to play from a fortune cookie that his stepson's daughter got at a Vietnamese restaurant more than 2 years ago.
What?
Hey, he's lying around.
Yeah, you still have hanging out. I mean, those things end up in junk drawers, though.
Totally.
The news report doesn't say why he saved a cookie from 2 years, but he did. And after checking online in the morning after the drawing, Charles initially thought he had won $50,000. Not bad. So he told his wife the good news and she was happy. But then he looked closer and said, "Dang, I got them all."
What?
That's
all
right. Charles was a big winner of the Powerball jackpot worth $344 million.
All from that cookie, dude.
Yeah.
That girlfriend better get a cut.
Better go back to that restaurant, leave a tip.
Yeah, that
Charles
too.
Chose the $223 million lump sum payment and he said he'd donate some of it to charity and give $1 million to his brother to make good on a deal that they made. They said if one ever wins the lottery, the other has to give him $1 million.
Wow, we should make that
You're
back
like,
too.
Can we get higher than $1 million, bro? Because you got 344 of these.
I mean, can I get like four or five maybe?
Yeah.
Charles said the amount of money hasn't hit him yet. He said he hasn't thought of any specific things that he's going to buy with the winnings. He added, "I'm still going to wear my jeans every day. Maybe just newer ones."
Yeah, okay. And designer ones. Jeans.
This next laser story is out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. The cops are looking for a woman who shoplifted more than $300 worth of clothes from a store last month, and she may have not made the news, considering there are much bigger crimes to report on, but the way she shoplifted, as seen on the security camera, is why people are talking about it. As the store's managers watched the video, she noticed the woman grabbing the clothes off the shelf and shoving them in her bag, but she was twerking the whole time.
Twerk.
Yeah.
Don't you want to, like, not draw attention to yourself while shoplifting?
Dropping it.
Every time she would put an item in her purse, she took that opportunity to drop it a little bit.
Hey.
And according to the police report, she began shaking her backside vigorously.
Another one. Yep. Hey, clap.
Authorities aren't sure if it was some victory dance to show the cameras that she's getting away with it, or maybe substance abuse was involved. Who knows? One 73-year-old witness who saw the whole thing told a local news channel, quote, "I think she's just a twerker."
Yeah.
And twerkers like to twerk whenever they can.
It's a twerker twerking. Mm-hmm.
And if a 73-year-old knows what's going on, then that must be the truth, right?
Shoplifter was wearing bright yellow pants, and the cops are trying to track her down. They're also looking for her friend who shoplifted with her but didn't shake her booty.
Oh, yeah.
This next laser story is out of Romance Headquarters.
Ooh.
Do you like to travel and meet new people?
Yeah.
Then the social dating app Bumble may have a perfect job for you. The job is called the Global Connector Bee, and it requires someone traveling the globe going on tons of dates and making friends and new connections everywhere.
Oh my God, that sounds so fun.
Interesting.
Bumble has stated that the position is an all-expense-paid opportunity for someone who wants to travel around the world to date. The job will go to only one person who can make friends wherever they go, is a master networker, and adept at the nuances of datings, a.k.a. wearing protection, probably.
Yeah, can we just say that they're looking for someone to have one-night stands all over the place?
Sign me up, Bumble!
I'm only here for a night, ladies and gentlemen.
The person selected for the job will be a full-time traveler for 1 year and will have to post updates on their dating experiences across blogs and other social media platforms. That includes Instagram videos of yourself doing the walk of shame in many different countries. You must be over 18 to apply for the job and a user of Bumble. Those interested can apply through the app. The company's application deadline is next week, so get on it.
That'd be so fun.
Oh, yeah. Walk of shame in Greece.
Yeah, okay. There's nothing shameful about that.
So next slide, your story is out of the vast land of Costco.
It is a vast, vast place.
In case you didn't know, Costco sells diamond rings.
Yeah.
And not just cheap ones. They've got a bunch of rings that cost more than $50,000 and some over $100,000.
Ooh.
But their most expensive ring is a 10-carat diamond engagement ring that costs $420,000.
Double rainbow. Okay. Oh, my God.
But if you're...
Costco?
See, here's the thing, though. Like, you're wearing a $420,000 ring, and you tell people, like, oh, where'd you get it? And you're like, Costco.
Yeah.
It's still, like...
Well, that's so weird.
Sometime a few months ago, for the first time, somebody actually bought one.
Hooray!
And we know that because it was such a big purchase that it helped Costco's entire financial quarter. In fact, their first quarter sales were up 5.6%, and they specifically mentioned that their ring purchase made a huge impact, but they didn't go into any other details.
It's probably like the 0.6% itself.
Yeah, totally.
Other things mentioned that Costco has been making money off of recently include 72-pound wheel of cheese that they have, an 8-foot stuffed animal teddy bear, and apparently one couple purchased 5 separate 300-pound pallets of emergency food supplies for their homemade bomb shelter.
Wow, Costco has everything.
They really do.
It's great. Yeah.
This next legend story is out of the study of the family unit. According to a new survey, about 75% of us grew up eating dinner basically every night around the dining room table.
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. I didn't. We always went out.
Oh,
we
really?
No, we never went out.
Yeah, our parents yelled at us, you better get to the table.
Now, though, that number is way down. It's about 48%. So it was 75%. Now it's about 48%. The majority of people don't eat dinner at the dining table anymore. So where are we eating? 30% of Americans say their family eats at various times on the couch. 17% say they eat in the bedroom.
What?
Really?
Who's eating in their bedroom?
14% say, 14% say they eat fast food in the car, so they aren't hungry for dinner when they come home.
On the way home.
Yeah.
3% said they eat in the bathroom. I'm hoping they're still talking about family dinners.
Yeah,
family dinner in the bathroom. Yeah.
It goes in and it comes out same time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect.
It's convenient. We're just saving time. So could the dining table be going extinct from our lifetimes?
Uh-oh.
Probably.
Maybe.
We use ours every night still.
That's good.
Well, in the kitchen, but you know.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Yes,
yeah,
it's not really.
I know,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
This guy eats at his dining table all the time just because he's working up a huge appetite. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.